Sue Jones visited the Red Wings horse sanctuary recently.
They're called the Gangsters, and with good reason. These little guys are so cute and cuddly they could steal your heart away. With names like Ronnie, Reggie and Babyface Nelson, they are in fact a bunch of Shetland ponies that are up for adoption at Red Wings Horse Sanctuary. It costs only £12.50 a year to adopt a rescued horse, pony or donkey from the sanctuary, but that doesn't mean you can take it home. Instead, the animals remain part of the Red Wings community to ensure they're kept safe and looked after for the rest of their lives. It all started 30 years ago in Frettenham with just one neglected pony. Now the Hapton-based horse charity has over 2,000 animals in its care, including donkeys, ponies and even a few mules. I asked fundraising manager Debbie Scott why the sanctuary needs to expand even more.
We are expanding, and the reason for that is that we're having the need to take in more and more horses, and the financial situation that the country has been in over the last few years has meant that obviously horses are very expensive animals to keep. People have had less money available to look after them, and so therefore the horses have suffered. And actually the value of a horse, I believe you could purchase a pony for £5, which is a ridiculous situation. So somebody might go out and think, I want a pony. They pay £5 for a pony, but they don't actually, you know, they might keep it in their back garden or in a shed or in a garage, but they don't actually have the facilities or the knowledge to look after that animal. And then when they then start to get ill and need veterinary treatment, they then don't have the money to actually look after that. So the financial situation within the country has had a knock-on impact onto horse welfare.
Has it had an impact on your fundraising as well? Is it harder now to drum up the funds?
I mean, it's always challenging in, you know, as a charity, it's always challenging when you're completely relying on the public to make donations. I mean, our supporters are fantastic and we couldn't do the work that we do without them. But obviously we're needing to expand, which means that we're not just keeping pace with what we're doing. You're going further ahead. So it's tough, but we are rising to the challenge and we're always looking at new ways to generate income.
What sort of circumstances have these horses been in? How do they turn up at your doorstep?
It's really, really varied. So we have, for example, a pony called Collie who was found abandoned in a cauliflower field in Norfolk, along with another pony. Unfortunately, the other pony was dead and Collie was in a very emaciated state. And so when that call came in, that was a very local, isolated incident, and Collie was brought to us and we look after Collie, and Collie is now living over at our Caldecott site, which is near Great Yarmouth. For example, we've had a couple of Suffolk Punches come to us last year. They had been found locked up in a barn and not really had any access to daylight or any human contact. So it'll either be that the RSPCA will contact us, a member of the public will contact us, or sometimes the police will contact us. So we've got an agreement with the Norfolk Police that if a horse is found loose on the highways, they will contact us and we will deal with it. So there's just numerous ways that people can contact us. We've got a hotline which we respond to.
Do you come across cases of cruelty? I mean, is there an intention to harm these horses?
I mean, I don't deal with that side of it, but I would say the cruelty usually is neglect, so that they've been underfed, not had the medical treatment that they need, not had access to water and food and the appropriate environment that they should be brought into.
So can you tell me a little bit about the rehoming scheme? How does that work?
I believe they have quite a number of people applying for it, and they go through a rigorous process to make sure that that horse obviously has been through a difficult time already, to make sure that we match not only the rider with the horse, but the horse with the rider, and that the home environment is okay. Horses, donkeys and ponies live in herds. They don't like to live alone. They get very upset if they're on their own. So that's one of the criteria. We always retain ownership of that equine, and our equine colleagues would then do yearly checks. Well, initially in the first few months, obviously they'd check on them more regularly than that, just to make sure that everything is okay. Occasionally, horses have to come back. So we had a pony called Elvis who had some issues with his eyesight, and unfortunately We came to the conclusion with the owner that he needed to come back to us for that specialist care, and he's now living down in our Essex Centre near Harlow. We actually have a show once a year where all of the horses that we have rehomed and their riders can then come and compete in that show. So they, you know, they have a really happy life after, despite the horrific start that they've had.
People may not realise that you look after horses all over the country.
We've got four centres that are currently open to the public. Two of those are in Norfolk. There's one in Essex and there's one in Warwickshire. We will have a fifth open to the public next year in Forfar in Angus. And then we have another six sites in Norfolk that are not open to the public.
They all have different functions, don't they, all these different centres?
Yeah, it's down to, obviously, the land and the needs of the individual horses. We've got a particular unit that looks after behavioural issues because many of the horses that have been rescued have never had human contact, or if they have, it's been a very negative experience. We're a national charity, but we are based in Norfolk, so we get involved in rescues right across the country. So in Wales, in Cornwall, Essex, you know, you name it, we will go there if called upon to support horse welfare.
So there's a lot of work going on at your centres, isn't there? You've got a new visitor centre at Aylsham, well, relatively new, opened in 2013, is that right?
Yes, so our visitor centre at Aylsham is, as I say, it's very recently opened. There's a lot of work has gone on already because getting the site suitable for horses, because it was farmland, and farmland isn't necessarily appropriate for horses. So there's a massive amount of investment going in there, getting the fencing up and making it suitable for holding as many horses and ponies as we can. But that's ongoing, and the land can be quite wet. Parts of it's quite marshy. So there's quite a bit of work in terms of getting it right because we need to put the horses on the right fields for them. So in winter, sometimes it's a bit challenging, you know, with the weather to get them on the right surface. We've got lots and lots of plans, but at the end of the day, it all comes down to funding and finance. We're entirely funded by the British public, who are very, very generous. But as you can imagine, looking after horses is a very expensive business. And the nature of the horses that come to us, they need considerable medical care. So, yes, it's relentless, actually, in terms of, you know, generating funds and income. One of the key ways that we actually generate income is by the public adopting one of our equines.
And they can come and visit them any time?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, when the visitor centres are open, yes. And the other thing is, if you adopt one of our horses, donkeys or ponies, you can actually have what we call a meet and greet. One of our equine team would come along and they'd bring the pony to the side of the fence for you, and then they would tell you and answer any questions you have and tell you about the background and the history of that horse. With the exception of Aylsham, our other visitor centres are open 7 days throughout the summer. And then Aylsham is open Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. We want to bring in groups who we can educate and explain to them about horse welfare. And it ranges from sort of nursery schools to children in higher education and educating them in horse welfare, and also specialist groups such as those with hard of hearing or partially sighted groups.
So what can people do to support you if they want to help?
Well, there's a number of ways. Obviously, the first one is that they can adopt, which means doesn't mean they take it home, but they can adopt one of our equines, who will then be in contact with them, and they can invite them along to their birthday party. And that's just £12.50 for the year. We also would like donations. So if the public would like to make a donation to us, they can come along to the visitor centres and enjoy time in the cafe and buy some gifts from our shop. That all helps us. And the other thing they can do is really from a green perspective is that we will take in donated items. So whether that be pictures, old stamps, items of clothing, ink cartridges that need recycling, virtually you name it, and we will take it on. And another thing that obviously relevant to horses is we get a lot of old tack donated to us that people no longer have a need for. And then we will sell that, and all proceeds from those items then come back into the sanctuary to help for horse welfare. So whether it be bric-a-brac, ornaments, you name it, we'll find a way to sell it. We also have people painting for us, doing paintings of our residents, and we've auctioned those off as well to generate income. So if anybody's got any questions, all they just need to do is drop us a line, and we'll, you know, have a chat with them and explain how they can help.